Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Det här programmet handlar om reaktionerna efter två upptrissade derbydrabbningar. Om kampen som ingen tycks vilja vinna. Om laget som inte verkar kunna förlora. Tottenham Hotspur har vunnit 9 raka matcher i ligan nu. Fortfarande finns chansen att vinna den, och då är vi ändå inne i maj alltså. Och efter 22 år bakom Arsenal, nu är ärkerivalen äntligen för deras del passerad. Förbannelsen bruten. Manchester United lyckades få till ett kryss i derbyt mot City. Men sen 2 tappade poäng omedelbart därefter, än en gång på Old Trafford. Med skador också. Den där bjässen kan vara förvisad till Europas division 2 även nästa säsong. Och så Manchester City som har bara 2 vinster på de 8 senaste ligamatcherna. Och ju mer säsongen går, desto fler blir frågorna kring Guardiolas lag egentligen. Gåtorna hopar sig. Dessutom i det här avsnittet, tävlingsdags. Chans att vinna valfri matchtröja så småningom. Häng med, välkomna!
Programmet presenteras av Betsafe.
Got a good coach, got good fans.
Bigger and better, so we're going to be the best team in London, bigger than anyone.
I think it's really exciting, a really good time to be a Tottenham fan at the moment.
Några av många Spurs-fans som är gladare än alla andra under den här säsongsspurten. De är också mer hoppfulla än någon gång tidigare i klubbens historia. Det kan vi säga, och röra oss i kvarteren där klubben nu flyttar ut och bygger nytt. Och där spöken har skrämts bort. 22 års skuggtillvaro bakom Arsenal tog definitivt slut i helgen. 2-0 i det där derbyt som markerar slutet på en era, men kanske ännu mer starten på en ny. Tottenham Hotspur är för andra året i rad en titelutmanare i början av maj månad. 4 poäng från serieledning med 4 matcher kvar. 9 raka ligasegrar är facit. Och Spurs är otvivelaktigt bäst just nu.
I think they're taking one step at a time. I think that they're more together this season. It's another season under the belt. They're a young team. They're learning. And there's a real family mentality at the club.
We've got a young squad all the way through. Dele Alli has been amazing. Eriksen has been amazing. Harry Kane, wonderful. So we're just non-stop.
It has been down to the players' work ethic under Pochettino, and also the bond between all the players in the changing room. You see that the atmosphere coming out of Wild Hart Lane, both in the fans and the players, is amazing this year, and they're all giving 100% to the 90th minute, and that's why we're getting where we are in the league.
We experienced it last year. You know, like we'd done well up until the very last hurdle, and this year we're trying to not make the same mistakes. Like, you know, everyone ruled us out at the start of this season because of our kind of fall down at the end of last season, but you know, the players don't want to make the same mistake. We've stuck together as a unit, and you know, a few years ago we bought like 5 or 6 players in the transfer window and tried to play all of them with all the bail money, and it just didn't work. But now we've got like a solid starting 11 for every game, and you know, just a better unit.
I've been going to Tottenham, well, I've been a supporter, this is actually my 50th year, and this is the best team I've seen, certainly potential wise. We've got to win trophies before we go out and say, yeah, they are the best team. But potentially this could be the best team since we won the title last.
Ungt och hungrigt, men redan färdigt. Maurizio Pochettino har format ett lag som nu ska ta de få stegen från gamla White Hart Lane till den nya arenan strax intill. Via en säsong på Wembley. Den detaljen skrämmer en aning, men det kan vi återkomma till. Det argentinaren allra tydligast har gjort som manager är att på kort tid tagit bort den långlivade loserstämpeln och pekat ut en modern vinnarlinje. Tydlig, bestämd och den syns i resultatraden. Tottenham har under den här säsongen och inte minst under vårvintern mejslat fram segrar ur svåra slutminutssituationer. Men allra mest vunnit enkelt och bekvämt. Spurs har ofta startat starkt, fått utdelning och dessutom haft förmågan att följa upp den första fullträffen med ytterligare en stark slagserie och vunnit, om inte med fyra så med 2-0 med mer smak alltså. Och det där med att vara bättre än Arsenal, ja, det känns faktiskt som att Pochettino har lyckats ta både sig själv, klubben och fansen med på resan bortom den där referensen, jämförelsen med Arsenal, redan nu.
It's important to an extent. It's great. It's been 20 years.
Yeah, no, that's good. Don't get me wrong. That's really good. But at the end of the day, you know, we want to win the league. So, you know, it's like, you know, if Arsenal were relegated, which is on top of them, and we got relegated, it wouldn't really mean anything, would it? So although it's going to be good, it's not the be-all and end-all, no.
It's more for the fans than the players, to be honest. The players are playing to try and win the league. It's not mathematically impossible yet, but it's obviously a long shot. We need Chelsea to screw up twice, and they've looked good all year, it pains me to say. But no, coming above Arsenal is definitely more for the fans than for the players this year.
There's more to football than finishing above Arsenal. We need to start focusing on bigger things, start focusing on winning cups, winning the league, getting further than the group stage in Europe. But it'll be good, especially it will be good for once to do it. Bigger feeling.
Det tog 22 år alltså att gå förbi, men mycket talar för att det inte bara varade i 90 minuter. Tottenham har väldigt mycket på plats medan Arsenal mycket väl kan hamna på en sån där väg bort från Englands toppen som Liverpool har försökt jobba sig tillbaka till under hela Premier League-perioden, den som Manchester United har hamnat på efter Sir Alex Ferguson-tiden, bara för att ge ett par exempel. För Tottenham handlar det om en ny toppklubbsposition att agera utifrån. Till exempel att till att börja med försöka behålla alla unga och skickliga som har tagit klubben hit. Klubbbossen, ordföranden Daniel Levy, kan han till exempel med sitt maniska affärsintresse hålla fingrarna ifrån att göra Dele Alli till en Gareth Bale-affär? En rund miljard eller mer än så kan säkert ligga på bordet när som helst och under sommaren från Real Madrid. Framtidsfrågor kring Kyle Walker finns redan. Danny Rose kan dyka upp säkert med flera. Det är en attraktiv klubb, men det är en ny kravbild på Tottenham Hotspur som toppklubb som plötsligt uppstår nu. Och så är det här med Wembley. Hemmaplan under hela kommande säsong.
I'm really excited. It looks really good.
This is a new stadium. Apparently it's the closest to the pitch for a stadium of that size in Europe. They've got this one stand which is going to be like the fans' end and that sort of thing, and I think they've taken that atmosphere in mind, because White Hart Lane, people don't seem to realise how much of an atmosphere. I've been pitch side once when there's been 35,000 people cheering, and it's amazing. You don't realise it until you're actually on the pitch, and this new stadium's going to be twice that many people virtually, and you know, we haven't had a lot of success in recent years, and the fans just really, really want it. So it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be one hell of a time, I reckon.
You're not moving too far.
Well, no. Well, I live in Ealing, so it's always going to be far for me to go. But no, it's next door. It's in the Tottenham area. To me, I mean, the area needs regenerating anyway. You know, I mean, it's a bit of a, well, I can't swear, but it's a bit of a hole. So it needs regenerating. It needs to have, you know, more people coming in and living there and that sort of thing. So, you know, so now all that, and if you took the football club out of there, it will just die. So, you know, it's good that they've decided to stay, you know, in that area.
Brand new stadium, 61,000, 1,000 more than Arsenal. So we're going to be bigger and better than anyone.
Be sad, but then you've got to look to the future, haven't you? You know, it's all people talking about. I'm going to take my seat out and that, and it's like, well, where are you going to put it? It's just a seat at the end of the day. And no, it will be sad. No, don't get me wrong. It will be sad, and there's lots of really brilliant memories and that.
I think over the past few years we've changed from the dynamics of the club from being a selling club like with Bale, Dimitar, Berbatov to now a buying club. Hopefully, we're going to start buying some actual good players for the money that we're spending, rather than the likes of Sissoko. But yeah,
the players are young, and for the future they're definitely there. If they stay, then obviously you've got people like Dele Alli, you've got Dyer still young, you've got Rose and Walker still got 5 more years in them. Kane up top still got 5-10 more years in him, and if they all stayed, then they're going to be playing together for 10 years or whatever, and they're going to be playing flowing football and used to each other, cover the weaknesses and all of that. I think the next step for the team though is that they need to win a piece of silverware, even if it's the League Cup. I know it's the smallest one in the country, but even just winning that one piece of silverware is really going to kick them on and show them how to win a trophy, and then hopefully in the future years we'll start challenging in the Champions League knockout rounds if we can keep on securing it in the top four.
I think the team they've got there, if they keep their players, and there's no suggestion that they're not going to, because no one said they want to leave, get a few more players in, hopefully. We're not going to get the big £40 million players, so we can't afford that, but we can afford to get some decent players in. We've got a good coach, we've got good fans. I think we can win the title within, probably, including this season, within the next 3 or 4 years, if they keep together.
Yeah, it looks a couple of years. I think it'll be amazing. I think it looks really, really good. It should really like encourage someone, a player who plays somewhere else, to really come and play for. I think it's really exciting, a really good time to be a Tottenham fan at the moment. Just needs a couple more things and we'll be there.
Ja, det var Tottenham för den här gången. För deras del är det fredagsmatch, nytt London derby, West Ham, på den arena som Spurs slapp, så kan vi väl säga. De var med och högg på Olympiastadion som framtida hemmaplan. Alldeles strax i det här programmet, färska fansröster från Manchester. Men först, tävlingsdags!
Programmet presenteras av Betsafe.
Det här är Marcus Karlsson och hans pappa Conny som fick den signerade Manchester City-tröjan när sonen vann tröjtävlingen för en månad sedan ungefär. Tillsammans med vår samarbetspartner Betsafe är det nu dags för en ny tävling och en ny tröja. Säsongens MVP, Most Valuable Player, du bestämmer. Gör din lista med tre namn, 1, 2, 3, och motivera. Det kan ju vara allt ifrån Diego Costa på topp i Chelsea till Tom Heaton längst bak i buren i Burnley. Du bestämmer, du väljer och du motiverar. Alltså, säsongens MVP, tre spelare med motiveringar och så vilken matchtröja som just du vill vinna. Lämna ditt svar på Facebook, Wenström Television. Lycka till! Till Manchester nu. Häng med till staden med klubbarna som inte lyckas göra det vi trodde eller det de borde. Både City och United fortsätter krysssjukan och lämnar dörren öppen för fortsatt ovisshet kring Champions League-platserna. Mourinho gnetade medvetet fram 0-0 i derbyt, men nådde sen bara 1-1 hemma mot Swansea. Ännu ett Old Trafford-kryss. 25 matcher utan förlust, men ändå saknaden av en matchvinnare.
He's a figure. I mean, like, of course he scored so many goals that we needed this season, but at the same time, like, I love the guy, but like he went out of the side, and like look how well Rashford did. I mean, it's two different kind of styles Rashford you're playing, but at the same time you don't want to see either like, out for injury. Yeah. I mean, I'd love him to come back, say for this game. Say like I'd love Rashford to come back for this game. It's two different styles you're playing. Yeah, I'd love him in the team, but at the same time I love Rashford and I love the style that Rashford brings. I mean, Zlatan. He needs the ball kind of like played to him. He needs runners off him. Whereas Rashford, like he goes, he hunts down the ball. There's a lot more speed about him than there is say with Zlatan. But at the same time, your Swedish TV, it's Zlatan knows. Zlatan knows.
I think against Chelsea we proved like we don't necessarily need Zlatan. Like we were amazing against Chelsea. So
I like Zlatan and he scored a lot of goals he shouldn't score. But the ones that he should score, he misses. It's hard to say like. Like Liam Gallagher said, would Jesus be a nonsense if he had a crisp back yarn on his hat? You don't know. But all I'm saying is, Zlatan misses a lot of clear-cut chances. With an out-and-out striker, is Rashford that guy? I don't know. But if we're an out-and-out striker, will we score more goals? It is a lot. It's potential.
It's hard, yeah. When it's coming down to this stage where everyone's fighting for their survival as well. Like I say, you can't take any for granted. You don't know what's going to happen on the last day of the season. Like,
I mean, is it this stage where, like, say, Middlesbrough is just as dangerous as, say, Chelsea? Because Middlesbrough needs a win. Chelsea need a win. All teams need a win at this stage. I mean, you just don't know. Like, teams can pull, like, they can pull anything out of the bag. It's who knows? It's the hardest league in the world. I don't know if that's true or not, but at this stage, it bloody well definitely is. Like, it is. Every team's fighting for either survival, Europa League, Champions League. I don't know. their own pride, it's the toughest time of the season, yeah. For sure.
Till City nu i samma stad, och ju längre säsongen går desto fler blir ju gåtorna kring Guardiolas lag, och några har funnits kvar hela säsongen. Vi har supportersnackat nu de senaste dagarna med flera kring de hetaste ämnena. Till exempel Bravo-frågan har funnits där sedan Joe Hart kickades iväg. Agüero-problematiken sedan Gabriel Jesus kom tillbaka, ja, än en gång här nu då efter skadan också, aktualiserat den frågan. Och så ledarrollen på planen. City-röster var det.
I just don't understand it. I don't think most City fans do understand it. I just think we've got one of the best goalkeepers in the world playing in Italy, and we just can't understand. I think sometimes you get these managers, I think Benitez did it at Liverpool, where they come a little bit belligerent and they don't want to go back on the decision. They're afraid almost to admit they were wrong, and I think Guardiola's got himself into one of those positions. And I think if truth be known, if he was given the option now and he could take back what's happened, he probably would.
I've never seen a goalkeeper crouch like that. He's like a little kid at school going, oh, I don't want the ball.
Yeah, he's good with his feet, but that's not what matters.
Oh, Pep will get it right next year, I'm sure he will, but he'll have to spend some money first.
I think we've got enough flair players. I think what we need now are good defenders, to be honest with you. I think we're full of flair players. Yeah, maybe some are coming to the end of their career. Maybe Yaya and David Silva probably need to be looked to be replaced. But I think concentrate on solid defensive players. Whether Pep agrees with that or not, he tends to think have the ball and attack is probably the best way of defence. It's not really worked that way in the Premier League. I think in the Premier League it's a little bit different from the other leagues in Europe. I think you have to have good defenders in the Premier League. And I think in Germany and Spain, you probably have four or five tough games in the season and probably get away with it. In the Premier League, I don't think you can do that.
I mean, we've got probably what is the best forward line in the country. But it's the defence where they're lacking. Let so many silly goals in, you know.
Champions League is everything. I would not want to play in the Europa League, because I think that's just a distraction, so it will be devastating, really. I'd rather, if we don't finish in the Champions League, I'd rather finish out of the Europa places, if you like, and just concentrate on the league, a bit like Chelsea have done this season. But not to finish in the Champions League with the squad we've got would be kind of unacceptable, I think.
I think, you know, there's no easy games in the Premiership, and at this end of the season, you've got teams down there struggling to survive, so, you know, they're going to be fighting. But we've got to... you know, maintain our focus, and you know, we do have the skill to overcome any team on any given day, and we should just apply ourselves and just, you know, carry on right to the end.
Så där ja, det var veckans avsnitt, småprogram från Storbritannien. Bara ett par veckor och program kvar nu. Glöm inte tävlingen. Skicka in svaren på Wenström Television Facebook. Valfri matchtröja i potten.
Programmet presenteras av Betsafe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.